Here's the ladder. Showtime!
Ready, men? Contact! Contact! We are on the air.
Guys, we are all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Show on Radio Now. Good morning. Hey, before I go around the room and check in with everybody, can I just get you in the Turkey Day spirit real quick?
Yeah.
I mean, I gotta be fair. Food warning. This might make you a little hungry.
But look at it. Look.
Come on.
Look.
Yeah.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbit.
You name it!
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbit.
You name it!
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens,
break it down,
potatoes,
break it down.
Tomatoes, beans, greens, beans, greens.
Oh, if you are not in the Turkey Day spirit right now, then you are dead, my friends. You are dead. Oh, how you doing this morning, Alex?
I'm good. Not to switch it from Thanksgiving to Christmas already, but...
No!
Sorry. My boyfriend...
The Egyptian
says that he doesn't need to put up any Christmas decorations or Christmas tree because he lives by himself and I'm not going to come over that much.
No, that's true. For the longest time when I was single, believe it or not, my whole life, I never did. I don't think that's a bad thing. Why? Is that bothering you?
Yes, it bothers me a lot. I just think he's not in the Christmas spirit, and I don't think that's okay. I don't think that's a good excuse. I'm not going to get a full-blown, huge Christmas tree, but I do have a little tiny mini tree that I'm going to put up, and I don't have that many people over all the time.
Would you
still
be mad if you got that little Charlie Brown tree you can buy for like $20?
No, that's pretty much what I have.
Okay.
I just feel like he's being really a sad party pooper,
a
if
Grinch?
You will. Yeah, he's being a little bit of a Grinch. Producer Porkchop, I know you had a long day at work.
I did, but that's okay. I spent a lot of time at work yesterday so that I could get out super early today because I am traveling. I am going back to my boyfriend's home state of Michigan.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm trying to get traveling as soon as possible. But, oh my gosh, Alex, I made the ultimate mistake yesterday.
What?
Now, not to stereotype shoppers or anything, but my boyfriend, he loves to shop. And we were just talking, and in casual conversation, I accidentally mentioned that a local furniture store, I have a credit card with them, they increased my credit line $3,000.
Oh, perfect timing.
And I accidentally in conversation brought that up, and yeah, so it looks like we're going to be buying a sectional.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, you don't have to spend it just because they gave it to you.
Oh, trust me, I know. I'm not the bougie shopper. He's like, he's the shopper.
So if you are not really wanting a sectional, but he is, I mean, does that mean he's going to be paying that back, or are you supposed to?
Of course I am.
Dang, that's like hardcore because you guys aren't married and you're just going to you're gonna pay for that stuff?
We're practically married. Anyways, Liv, was your day more exciting than mine?
I mean, not too exciting, but I noticed something. I went to the gym yesterday and I went around like normal time. It was probably like 6 o'clock or something, or like maybe like 5:30 or something. And I'm not kidding you. Every single parking space was taken. Every single machine was taken. Like I haven't seen the gym that crowded since like the new year, or like around spring break when everyone's trying to get their spring break bods. But like, it was so freaking packed, and I realize it's because everyone's trying to get skinny before they go gain their own body weight and eat their own body weight.
Hashtag turkey tummy.
Yes.
I think I have the turkey tummy. It's more like a butterball thing. No, that's a great idea. Like, I'm going to work out today and I should be in shape.
That's stupid.
No, I don't. Well, I don't believe that you're going to work out, Joe. True, but how was your day?
My day was good. I just honestly got packed, as Porkchop mentioned. My actual home state, where I'm from too, and my wife is where I met her when I worked in up there. I am from Michigan, so I'm going to be heading up there, and we just got everything packed. My wife and I talk all the time about, like, okay, we're going to get things done. We're going to be prepared. We'll have this so we can go. And then we never do. We fight and we complain, and I'm surprised we haven't murdered each other yet.
Oh, no.
But we're actually packed. All we have to do is pack a few things for the dogs, and we should be able to roll out.
What are you fighting over? What to pack or when to pack?
It's just, I fight because, legit, I get home way before she does. I'm ready to go, but she doesn't have her stuff packed. And she's like, well, you've had all day to do your stuff. I'm like, well, why don't we do it together at night?
So when to pack is what you're fighting over.
When to pack, because I hate leaving late. And guess what? Everybody's going to be going to travel today if they're leaving. Like, today is going to be one of the worst days, so... I don't know. I'm looking forward to getting there. It should be kind of fun. But that's kind of my day. You can follow the Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. It is at Joe and Alex Show. You can also save our number in your phone. It's 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
Coming up next in the garbage, a.k.a. your celebrity news from last night, Aaron Carter went on a Twitter tirade against Justin Bieber. What kinds of things does Cardi B buy from CVS? And this Hollywood couple has broken up.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Aaron Carter went on an epic Twitter tirade yesterday. It started when a Twitter user asked why the singer never achieved the same success as Justin Bieber. He replied, listen, man, I can't sit here and just not say anything to that. I've been in this industry before he was born. I've had harder times and I always bounced back. No, I'm not Justin Bieber. I'm Aaron Carter. I'm also in construction. I've paved the way. These kids have never paid me homage. Carter continued tweeting people saying, I love what I do. I never gave up on myself. To more hostile ones, like, I've raised myself. Have some respect.
To be fair, this might be a bigger hit than anything Bieber's ever done.
It's a bop.
Get down, get down, get down. Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-boo.
Cardi B took a late night trip with her driver to CVS on the corner in Hollywood last month, and she was photographed at the drugstore wearing a black negligee and pink fluffy slippers with her hair all wrapped up. She picked up some makeup remover, anti-aging cream, and an iPhone charger. Although she was dressed down, Cardi was obviously noticeable because, I mean, she's walking in there wearing lingerie and slippers.
Cardi's just like you, Alex.
Just like us. Robert De Niro and his wife of over 20 years, Grace Hightower, have split up. A source close to the couple confirmed that they're no longer living together. The source says De Niro and Grace are breaking up. He's been at a few things since the very end of the summer without her, and rumor has it that they're done. De Niro and Hightower married in 1997 after dating for nearly a decade, and they have two kids together. But this actually is not the first time that they've split up. They've actually were almost divorced in 1999, 2 years into their marriage. And they had a custody battle, too, reportedly, over their son at the time until they smoothed out their troubles, and then the divorce didn't even proceed. So maybe they will end up working it out. It sounds like they've been together a really long time.
It's a long, long time.
Yeah, that would be good. And Sarah Silverman, I thought this was kind of funny, used ASMR, whispers and sounds, to talk about her life for W Magazine.
Hi, I'm Sarah Silverman, and I'm going to be taking you through some highlights of my career. Through ASMR, I've watched some ASMR, and I felt it was not nearly as annoying as I anticipated.
I love ASMR. I think it's hilarious.
It kind of creeps me out, but I'm wondering if there's something to that. Like, maybe one day we just do the show like that.
I'd love to. And coming up in less than an hour, this A-list couple is going to marriage therapy.
Thank you, Alex. Coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show, we're going to talk with Liv the Web Girl, who has certain things that she just doesn't get. Hang on. That's next.
Oh, Liv the Web Girl, there's so much she doesn't know. We try to teach her, but nothing sticks. She might be dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe.
Stop. Get it.
Liv, what are giblets?
Okay. They're either the things that are on Crocs, like the jewels that you can like snap onto like the shoes that kids wear, like the Croc shoes. Or I think a giblets are maybe probably like the little bit of food that you chop up really small that kids eat that you put on their little platter tray thing when they sit in those chairs, those high chairs. I think a giblets are what they eat.
Giblets are the liver, heart, gizzard, and neck of a chicken or turkey, usually removed before the bird is cooked.
Give me that giblet.
I don't want any part in that. I just don't get it.
And that's another thing that Liv the Web Girl doesn't get. Joe's Need to Know News. It's going down right now here on the Joe and Alex Show. Yep, President Donald Trump yesterday doing some more pardons, but not the kind you're thinking of. Yeah, presidential pardon. He's getting rid of those turkeys. He's letting them live. It's actually an annual Thanksgiving tradition, and he uses power of the office to keep a pair of turkeys off the table for Thanksgiving. This is so funny, the names of the turkeys. He pardoned a 39-pound turkey named Peas and a 41-pound turkey named Carrots.
So
Peas and Carrots. They get to live the rest of their lives at a Virginia farm. This actually started back in 1989 with President George H.W. Bush. He spared a 50-pound bird.
Whoa.
Dang. Like, that's like, if I was a bird, that would be me.
That's some good eating right there.
Big old butterball. Alex, God, I hate saying this. You were right.
About what?
Salad. No reason to eat it. Actually, you should not eat it. Health officials are warning Americans to stop eating romaine lettuce because of a new E. coli outbreak. The FDA says it's working with officials in Canada on the outbreak, which has sickened 32 people in 11 states and 18 people in Canada. The contaminated lettuce is likely still on the market.
Wow.
So I would not have any lettuce or salad at your Thanksgiving get-together. The strain identified is different than the one that was linked to the lettuce earlier this year because we had another E. coli outbreak, and it appears kind of similar to last year's outbreak. We have way too many outbreaks. People, wash your dirty hands.
So last time they said it was only romaine from certain states. You're saying this time it's all romaine lettuce?
They're warning all Americans.
Oh.
They're not just like in one state. So, Alex, you're safe. You're going to be okay. Liv the Web Girl, I'm really worried about what you're going to eat for Thanksgiving.
I'm screwed, so yeah.
You're going to have to eat something with junk in it, which
water.
Is good. Yes. Okay, so there may not be any balloons tomorrow when you're watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Wow.
Could you imagine that, those big inflatable balloons? Well, listen to this.
Boys, the winds are whipping out there, and the balloons, an iconic part of this parade, the balloons do not fly, okay? They're not in the parade if those winds are sustained to 23 miles per hour or gusts to 34 miles per hour. Well, look at this. We are right there. Forecasting the winds to be sustained at 22, gust to 33. Can you even imagine a Thanksgiving Day parade without the balloons? It only happened once before.
Yeah, if they're too windy, they're going to blow everywhere. And that would... Listen, I'm not trying to ruin the parade, but what do you do?
Wouldn't they just cancel the whole parade? I mean, isn't the whole point the balloons?
I think so, because that's the only reason I'd watch it. I don't watch it for everybody to lip sync. I can't stand it when they pull up and they just sound terrible and they're like mouthing it and they're just totally off the whole time.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
There's no floats. It's pretty much just all the balloons. But it is a safety concern. Like, if it hits one of the street poles and a street pole falls, it could be very dangerous.
I'm sorry. That'd be kind of cool to watch.
Natural selection. Just weed them out.
Terrible. I don't want nobody to die, but yeah, it would be kind of interesting to see. So hopefully the wind will not be that bad. Remember that guy, this guy, this is, God, probably months ago, but he was in California. He was a serial dine and dasher. He'd go out with a girl on a date, on a woman, and then he would just leave them with the bill. Yeah. What a genius, right? He should win an award. No, actually, the man known as the Dine and Dash Dater, he admitted to, yeah, I did that, and he pled guilty, no contest, to 3 misdemeanor counts of defrauding an innkeeper by non-payment, so like the restaurants, and 1 misdemeanor count of petty theft. He's sentenced to 120 days in jail. He'll get 3 years of probation. He's ordered to pay restitution to all the women in the restaurants. He's prohibited, so I don't know how they're going to do this, but from using dating websites and apps, including Plenty of Fish and Bumble.
Wow. There's a lot of guys I know that could be added to that list.
Yeah, why don't you give us a few of those names so we can be on the lookout for them. Go ahead. What are they?
Right. Well, let me tell you. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. He's also going to have to stay 100 yards away from all those restaurants where he took people. So I don't know if it's just in that area or if like he went to a Red Lobster. That means all Red Lobsters, you can't go to them. Man, that wouldn't be cool. And Butterball has chimed in on this whole microwaving the 25-pound turkey thing. They say you can.
What?
Hold on, let me explain. Butterball claims you can actually microwave a turkey. The company responded by people that have been tricking their parents and grandparents, thinking that they plan to cook the large bird by just putting it in the microwave. Butterball says a turkey can indeed be cooked in a microwave. They say the turkey, though, it's got to be smaller than 25 pounds in order to fit inside the microwave. They say it must be thawed first, then microwaved on full power for several minutes before being basted, flipped, and microwaved again on a lower power setting. They don't recommend doing it that way, but they're saying, hey, it actually can be done.
Ew. I can't imagine how gross that would taste.
Just several minutes?
That's what I was surprised by, because when I try to, like, you know, defrost a hamburger at home, it takes like 5-10 minutes, so...
I have a microwave ghost in my apartment right now. I think I talked about this before, but I have gone through 3 brand new microwaves in my apartment that my maintenance keeps putting in, and every single time I try to use them after a couple times, they short out, and then they don't work anymore.
Maybe it's an electrical
and
short.
And I barely use them. Well, there's something wrong because I barely use my microwave. And the only, like, you know, twice a year that I do, they always just shut off. And then I tried doing the switchboard in my apartment. You know what
the
I mean?
The breaker, yeah.
Yes, I tried using that. And I push the buttons in the microwave. Nothing. It's just a blank screen and it won't turn on. I've gone through so many microwaves.
Have you thought about trying not to have a spoon or a fork in there when you're cooking it?
I'm not doing that.
Okay, just making sure. That's Joe's need to know news. You can check it out online at joeandalexshow.com. Start thinking with that gooey brain of yours about something that's gone. It's kind of discontinued, but you want to come back. Alex says this must come back, and we'll explain why coming up on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
You can also tweet right now. We're looking forward to that. At Joe and Alex Show. What discontinued item do you wish would come back? Glamour magazine, my all-time favorite magazine, is actually ending its their regular printing. It'll probably still be available online, but it's kind of a big deal that they're no longer going to do that. My wife has so many magazine subscriptions. I guess I wonder if that's going to be going away, because if it is, thank you, Jesus. But if not, why? Alex, is there anything that you kind of wish would come back? Maybe it was discontinued. It doesn't have to be a magazine. It could be anything or anybody, maybe.
First of all, it's the end of an era with no more printed glamour magazines. That's one of my favorite magazines to read. Like if I'm at a doctor's office, dentist's office, hair appointment, whatever. That's one of my favorite magazines of all time. Teen Vogue already discontinued their printable version. You can only follow Teen Vogue on Twitter and stuff now. So that's just crazy. I mean,
makes sense to me, though, with teenagers, that everything going away from actual printing.
Well, exactly. It's just sad. But I will say that I still am not over Chick-fil-A getting rid of their cinnamon cluster. It was like their cinnamon roll, cinnamon melt thing that they serve for breakfast only every morning from 6 to 10:30. And that was my absolute favorite menu item at Chick-fil-A, even more than the chicken nuggets. That says a lot.
Now,
that's how good this was.
You have a platform. Have you ever publicly stated that you want this back?
Never.
Then get on it right now. The time is yours. I'm sure somebody from Chick-fil-A is listening. Go.
I'm just telling you right now, if you have any power whatsoever in the offices and headquarters of Chick-fil-A, I would do anything to have this back.
How much did it mean to you, those cinnamon roll things? What did they do for you?
I mean, when they took this away, I seriously teared up a little bit. I remember the day going through the drive-thru.
God, I'm sorry.
I pulled up to the speaker and I said, "Do you have a cinnamon cluster?" And they said, "We're so sorry, ma'am. It's not our pleasure to announce that it's been discontinued."
Sorry.
Can I help light a flame?
What?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, I'm going to compare them to Taco Bell's cinnaballs with the cream filling. Right?
No, they're not even close.
Well, that's supposed
to make you and them mad. Like, no, ours is better.
You're making it worse.
And then they bring it back.
You're making it worse.
Can I
in the wound.
Can I put your balls to the side real quick and those cinnamon things?
How about this?
Speaking of cinnamons, Burger King had them. You ever get those Cinny Minis? Oh, God, those are so good. The little miniature cinnamon rolls.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's
probably
more similar to the cinnamon clusters at Chick-fil-A, because the cinnamon cluster is just mini cinnamon rolls together.
Yes. Either way, come on, bring it back. Obviously, it must not have been popular enough, but give it a second try. Live the Web Girl, what would you like to have come back?
I would love for the show Next on MTV. That show was so lit. It was so fire. I mean, a person would literally next a guy just from the way that he like walked off a bus. So there would be like five guys on a bus. And then there would be like one girl that they're trying to date, and one at a time they would come out. And if she was having a good time, then she wouldn't even see who the rest is on the bus. Or she would like say, like, next, I don't want you. And at the end of the day, so if she decided like out of one of the five guys, she wanted to like continue the date, they could either continue the date or take $100.
I just Googled right now, like, next, because you had to remind me where they all come off there. I found Alex's guy. This guy, his name is Kyle. He's 19, so obviously back in the day. Nickname Nugget, loves Hannah Montana, cries all the time. Those are, because they always give you like three fun facts. I just found your man.
And then Sarah on Twitter said she really misses the volcano taco from Taco Bell.
Ooh, I like the volcano taco, but sometimes the eruption when it was done was not worth trying to get that lava in your body.
I just looked up more people from Next. This girl named Ashley that was on the show, her little fun fact box that popped up said she collects Starburst wrappers, idolizes Bob Barker, and pooped in a box and mailed it to her ex-boyfriend.
Which also sounds like Alex. Pork chop, is there anything that you kind of wish would come back?
Does anyone remember the Hot Mess Burger from Jack in the Box?
No.
No, I've only been to Jack in the Box like twice.
Oh, it even had a song, Hot Mess, Hot Mess. Oh, that burger was so good. I loved it. I wish it would come back.
I have never heard of that ever. Someone says they need to bring Kellogg's Yogos bits back. It looks like some kind of yogurt cereal, yogurty covered fruit flavored bits, or it's a snack.
Hold on,
maybe not a cereal, a snack.
I think I might have found the song. For pork chop.
What?
It's as loud as I can get it. Our computer sucks.
That's the Jack in the Box burger song. Yeah, dude, I want one now. I don't care that it's this early in the morning.
It doesn't look that good. I gotta be honest. That does not look that appetizing.
You're tripping.
All right, for me, something I'd love to see that kind of that's been discontinued to come on back. It'll kill you, but it was this is a middle school memory. It's a combination of two things. That would be Surge.
I think they did bring that back.
Temporarily, though. It's not back all the time, right? Like, I'm talking like, hey, put this on the shelves. Put this back on the fast food menu.
Yeah.
I want Surge, even though it'll rot your teeth out. And did you guys ever have Dunkaroos?
Oh!
Yes!
I'm bringing back my middle school days for me. Probably elementary for Alex and Liv. It was, oh.
Yeah, it was elementary.
I need it back.
I want McDonald's Monopoly to come back.
I've never won with McDonald's Monopoly. Like, if it comes back, I need to win something.
I'm pretty sure it's going on right now.
No. I was just there this morning. The little stickers
that peel off the cup.
Well, they haven't had it in like 2 years.
No, actually, they did have it this past year.
They had the little stickers that peel off the cup. Trust me, because my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, they're sitting in my car. I have them literally in my car right now.
I got one in my car, too.
No.
Can somebody tweet us at Joe and Alex Show and just say, pork chop, you're dumb. We'll know what it's about.
I've been looking for 2 years.
Guys, do you remember that story about the former cop who rigged McDonald's Monopoly
to win every prize?
I remember for 12 years. He won every prize for 12 years. It was a $24 million scheme.
Mm-hmm. That's why it was gone, pork chop.
Lauren Michelle on Twitter says Burger King shake 'em up fries. You guys remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And also, McDonald's used to have the shake 'em.
Oh, the salad! My grandma got that all day. I got me a shake'em salad. My grandma, that was the early form of a shake weight, which was really weird for grandma to have in her hand.
Shauna says she wants Room Raiders to come back as well as Next on MTV.
Okay, I don't mind recycling these old bits. We need to bring all these back. And what was that MTV show with Jenny McCarthy? It was a dating thing, too. Like, you had like either this option or that option, and then if you didn't have what she was looking for, the preference, and you moved on.
My mom blocked MTV as a kid.
Dude, I had it blocked too, off and on. And
then
my parents would forget to block it, when it was unblocked for like just a couple weeks period, that's when I would binge like Next and all that stuff so I could get my fix, because then I knew it was going to be going away soon, you know.
And then we ended up in radio. Like, how'd that happen?
Yeah, exactly.
MTV
Shout
blocked.
Out to the overprotective Christian moms out there who don't let you do anything. And now look what I'm doing. And my mom is always ashamed of everything I say on this stupid show.
Same here.
Yeah, but another example of how parenting can go wrong. Look at Alex and producer Pork Chop.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
You can also tweet right now. We're looking forward to that. At Joe and Alex Show. What discontinued item do you wish would come back? Glamour magazine, my all-time favorite magazine. It's actually ending its their regular printing. It'll probably still be available online, but it's kind of a big deal that they're no longer going to do that. My wife has so many magazine subscriptions. I guess I wonder if that's going to be going away, because if it is, thank you, Jesus. But if not, why? Alex, is there anything that you kind of wish would come back? Maybe it was discontinued. It doesn't have to be a magazine. It could be anything or anybody, maybe.
First of all, it's the end of an era with no more printed glamour magazines. That's one of my favorite magazines to read. Like if I'm at a doctor's office, dentist's office, hair appointment, whatever. That's one of my favorite magazines of all time. Teen Vogue already discontinued their printable version. You can only follow Teen Vogue on Twitter and stuff now. So that's just crazy. I mean,
Makes sense to me, though, with teenagers that everything going away from actual printing.
Well, exactly. It's just sad. But I will say that I still am not over Chick-fil-A getting rid of their cinnamon cluster. It was like their cinnamon roll, cinnamon melt thing that they serve for breakfast only every morning from 6 to 10:30. And that was my absolute favorite menu item at Chick-fil-A, even more than the chicken nuggets. That says a lot.
Now,
that's how good this was.
You have a platform. Have you ever publicly stated that you want this back?
Never.
Then get on it right now. The time is yours. I'm sure somebody from Chick-fil-A is listening. Go.
I'm just telling you right now, if you have any power whatsoever in the offices and headquarters of Chick-fil-A, I would do anything to have this back.
How much did it mean to you, those cinnamon roll things? What did they do for you?
I mean, when they took this away, I seriously teared up a little bit. I remember the day going through the drive-thru.
God, I'm sorry.
I pulled up to the speaker and I said, "Do you have a cinnamon cluster?" And they said, "We're so sorry, ma'am. It's not our pleasure to announce that it's been discontinued."
Sorry.
Can I help light a flame?
What?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, I'm going to compare them to Taco Bell's Cinnaballs with the cream filling. Right?
No, they're not even close.
Yeah, that's supposed to make you
and them mad. Like, no, ours is better.
You're making it worse.
And then they bring
time.
It back.
You're making it worse.
Can I
in the wound.
Can I put your balls to the side real quick and those cinnamon things?
Yeah, how about this?
Speaking of cinnamons, Burger King had them. You ever get those Cinny Minis? Oh, God, those are so good. The little miniature cinnamon rolls.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's probably
those.
more similar to the cinnamon clusters at Chick-fil-A, because the cinnamon cluster is just mini cinnamon rolls together.
Yes. Either way, come on, bring it back. Obviously, must not have been popular enough, but give it a second try. Live the Web Girl, what would you like to have come back?
I would love for the show Next on MTV. That show was so lit. It was so fire. I mean, a person would literally next a guy just from the way that he like walked off a bus. So there would be like five guys on a bus. And then there would be like one girl that they're trying to date, and one at a time they would come out. And if she was having a good time, then she wouldn't even see who the rest is on the bus. Or she would like say, next, I don't want you. And at the end of the day, so if she decided like out of one of the five guys, she wanted to like continue the date, they could either continue the date or take $100.
I just Googled right now, like next, because you had to remind me where they all come off there. I found Alex's guy. This guy, his name is Kyle. He's 19, so obviously back in the day. Nicknamed Nugget, loves Hannah Montana, cries all the time. Those are, because they always give you like three fun facts. I just found your man.
And then Sarah on Twitter said she really misses the volcano taco from Taco Bell.
Ooh, I like the volcano taco, but sometimes the eruption when it was done was not worth trying to get that lava in your body.
I just looked up more people from Next. This girl named Ashley that was on the show, her little fun fact box that popped up said she collects Starburst wrappers, idolizes Bob Barker, and pooped in a box and mailed it to her ex-boyfriend.
Which also sounds like Alex. Porkchop, is there anything that you kind of wish would come back?
Does anyone remember the Hot Mess Burger from Jack in the Box?
No.
No, I've only been to Jack in the Box like twice.
Oh, it even had a song, Hot Mess, Hot Mess. Oh, that burger was so good. I loved it. I wish it would come back.
I have never heard of that ever. Someone says they need to bring Kellogg's Yogos bits back. It looks like some kind of yogurt cereal, yogurty covered fruit flavored bits, or it's a snack.
Hold on,
maybe not a cereal, a snack.
I think I might have found the song for Porkchop.
What?
As loud as I can get it. Our computer sucks.
That's the Jack in the Box burger song. Yeah, dude, I want one now. I don't care that it's this early in the morning.
Oh, it doesn't look that good. I gotta be honest. That does not look that appetizing.
You're tripping.
All right, for me, something that I'd love to see that kind of that's been just continued to come on back. It'll kill you, but it was this is a middle school memory. It's a combination of two things. That would be Surge.
I think they did bring that back.
Temporarily, though. It's not back all the time, right? Like, I'm talking like, hey, put this on the shelves. Put this back on the fast food menu.
Yeah.
I want Surge, even though it'll rot your teeth out. And do you guys ever have Dunkaroos?
Oh!
Yes!
I'm bringing back my middle school days for me. Probably elementary for Alex and Liv. It was, oh.
Yeah, it was elementary.
I need it back.
I want McDonald's Monopoly to come back.
I've never won with McDonald's Monopoly. Like, if it comes back, I need to win something.
I'm pretty sure it's going on right now.
No.
Trust me, I was just there this morning. The little stickers that peel off the cup.
Well, they haven't had it in like 2 years.
No, actually, they did have it this past year.
They had the little stickers that peel off the cup. Trust me, because my boyfriend, Joel Daddy, they're sitting in my car. I have them literally in my car right now.
I got one in my car, too.
No.
Can somebody tweet us at Joe and Alex Show and just say, pork chop, you're dumb. We'll know what it's about.
I've been looking for 2 years.
Guys, do you remember that story about the former cop who rigged McDonald's Monopoly
to win every prize?
I remember for 12 years. He won every prize for 12 years. It was a $24 million scheme.
Mm-hmm. That's why it was gone, pork chop.
Lauren Michelle on Twitter says Burger King shake 'em up fries. Do you guys remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And also, McDonald's used to have the shake 'em.
Oh, the salad! My grandma got that all day. I got me a shake'em salad. My grandma, that was the early form of a shake weight, which was really weird for grandma to have in her hand.
Shauna says she wants Room Raiders to come back as well as next on MTV.
Okay, I don't mind recycling these old bits. We need to bring all these back. And what was that MTV show with Jenny McCarthy? It was a dating thing, too. Like, you had like either this option or that option, and then if you didn't have what she was looking for, the preference, and you moved on.
My mom blocked MTV as a kid.
Dude, I had it blocked too, off and on. And then
when my
parents would forget to block it, when it was unblocked for like just a couple weeks period, that's when I would binge like Next and all that stuff so I could get my fix, because then I knew it was going to be going away soon, you know.
And then we ended up in radio. Like, how'd that happen?
Yeah, exactly. Shout out to the overprotective Christian moms out there who don't let you do anything. And now look what I'm doing. And my mom is always ashamed of everything I say on this stupid show.
Same here.
Yeah, but another example of how parenting can go wrong. Look at Alex and producer Pork Chop. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and I would love for you to participate in this. Otherwise, it's going to sound pretty, pretty ugly. Our number, 833-JOE-ALEX. Yeah, that's our name, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. In honor of Turkey Day, we want to have a little turkey off. Now, if you've never heard Alex do her impersonation of a turkey when she's warmed up and ready to gobble, it sounds pretty darn good. Like, it's... What?
When she's warmed up and ready to gobble?
You have to massage my turkey neck.
Yeah, you can't just like, you know, you got to warm the gizzard up. You know what I'm saying right there? All right, that's really weird. Stop it.
Live the Web Girl's massaging the front of my neck where my dongle is.
We want to hear, stop it. We want to hear your best turkey, or at least try to, your impression. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. That's all we need from you this morning.
Me. Okay, here we go. Wait, that wasn't good.
Wow. Now, there's a lot of effort into that. Alex is doing something with the throat. She's turning her head. She's shaking it quite violently.
Holy cow! Wait, is that a real one? And then that was Alex?
Yeah.
Whoa!
That was impressive. That Alex's real one.
Can't even tell us apart.
Dude, I thought you're twins.
That's my cousin Eddie.
So turkey it off right now. Call us. Give your best turkey impression. We need a little audience participation. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
Obviously, if you have a real turkey, call up with that, because you'll definitely be a winner, probably. I don't
know.
Actually, Alex could probably beat a real turkey.
Who has a real turkey living in their house?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, there's other pets people have. I mean, if you have a pet pig, why wouldn't you have a turkey in there? Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's your name?
Jim.
Jim, let's hear your best turkey, my man.
It's all right. It's all right. Not as good as me. Oh, that was horrible. Hold on. So I see. I got to get in the mode. It takes me a second.
Okay.
That's better.
All right. Let's hear another one from you.
Who, Jim?
There we go.
That's pretty good.
Good. I get to see him channeling his inner Tom right there. Pork Chop, let me put you on the spot. Let's hear your best turkey. What do you got? Okay, there's
that's
a little
good
at the end right there. It's not too bad. I'm going to give it a go real quick. Pork Chop's answering all these phone calls right now. 833-JOE-ALEX. All we want is your best turkey impersonation. 833-563-2539. And yes, Live the Web Girl, you will be coming on mic to do this. So please start thinking of how your turkey will sound. Here we go. That didn't sound good. Sorry. Okay, that was a really bad turkey. I'm sorry.
Was that good?
Holy crap.
That was good?
Alex is the best, but that's pretty damn good.
That was me. That was Pork Chop.
Amy, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You've heard us gobble our gizzard. Let's hear yours.
All right.
You sound like you're gargling.
Wait. One more time. Let me hear it. All right, you sound like a turkey that might have, you know, problems sleeping at night, might have turkey sleep apnea right there. Live the Web Girl, you're one of the best singers in the world. You're
right.
Also one of the best people at doing impersonations. Can
right.
we hear your turkey gobble?
Am I allowed to hear the
yeah,
real
yeah.
turkey?
Let me play it for you a couple times. Here we go. Would you like to hear it again?
One more time.
Okay, listen closely.
Okay, ready?
Oh my gosh.
That's a good turkey that's being killed, like mid-process. That's what that is right there. Candace on the Joe and Alex show. Go ahead and let's hear your gobble, please.
What? That was like a chicken.
Not good.
It's like cock-a-doodle-doo.
All right, not too terrible here. I'll do a few more here. We got two more people I want to hear. But Alex, so far, I honestly am so impressed with your turkey gobble.
Thank you.
That's Alex. And that's a real turkey. All right, let's go to the phones this morning. Mike, let's hear your gobble, my man.
All right, here we go.
Okay, let's hear it.
That one is interesting. I feel like it's an older turkey.
Yeah, like it's seen some things.
Yeah, that's what I would say. But pretty good, pretty impressive.
You know what?
You just have to loosen the cheeks okay. and shake your head really hard.
Let me try that, because mine's been probably the worst on the show.
Hey, much better.
Shaking helps. That's what I've been doing, is shaking your face. You're right.
Thank you, Mike. Will, you're the last one calling in this morning here on the Joe and Alex show. Can we hear your turkey?
Okay, yep. That turkey just pooped out on us.
All right, Will, thank you.
Hey, Liv, if you don't mind, could you do yours one more time? You know what it looks like you're doing?
What
does it look like she's doing?
I don't know if I could say it on the radio, but what it looks like you're doing to that mic. Some guy somewhere seen that before.
It's the Joe and Alex show. Who cares about this garbage?
Kim Kardashian is in therapy with Kanye West over his bizarre behavior. Sources say the reality star is trying to figure out how to cope with her husband's illness and the fallout, specifically about his politics. Allegedly, Kim is trying to understand why people are so hateful and it's been ugly. The couple had to up their security because Kanye has shown support for the president, and they're now working with former Secret Service members to make sure that they're safe and protected. Blink-182 fans found out that there's a divide in the way that the name of the band is pronounced. It all started this week when a Late Late Show writer pointed out the difference in pronunciation on Twitter. So he said the British call Blink-182 Blink-182. And I'm not saying that's why they lost the Revolutionary War, but... So he obviously was making a joke, but it's now sparked an all-out war of words between Blink-182 fans. It's even sparked the intervention of James Corden. He said, "Don't start this. I admit we are wrong on this. America calls them Blink-182, which is wrong. They technically should be called Blink-182. Don't take some moral high ground here." At this point, the lead singer, Mark Hoppus, had to jump in. He said, "Thank you, James. Some say 182, some say 182. But in all of this, I feel like we've lost sight of the fact that the B in Blink-182 should always be lowercase." So then this guy, Tom, who left the band several years ago, he used to be in Blink-182, he chimed in and said, "It's actually Blink-182. People have all gotten this wrong for years. Sometimes this can happen with very complex, thoughtful, and elevated art."
Oh, wait. Okay. If it's not Blink-182, then I don't want to live. I'm just putting it out there.
So you didn't like any of those suggestions?
First of all, if it's Blink-182, then we got a hell of a problem. But no, the British don't know anything. Blink-182?
President Trump should weigh in on this.
Yeah, and if somebody commits a crime, he should pardon it. Like, you've been saying it wrong, but we'll forgive you.
NBC and Megyn Kelly are close to finalizing an exit deal that would pay her $30 million. The former Today anchor will receive the money as part of an exit package that will effectively terminate the $69 million deal she signed with the network just last year. Kelly was fired from her 9 a.m. slot on Today in October. And apparently there's a royal family tradition that may be the craziest ever. Getting weighed before and after Christmas dinner. The editor of a magazine claims that the tradition dates back to King Edward VII's reign. Apparently, King Edward VII was intensely concerned about people's health and whether or not they were eating enough on Christmas. Apparently, the royals choose to continue this tradition using antique scales. This isn't a law put into place by Parliament, so if the rumor is actually true, the Christmas weighing tradition would be entirely voluntary.
The Queen has put on 2 pounds.
Coming up in less than an hour, this actress had to apologize for offending people on Instagram.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate your contribution. Coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show, you know, most mothers could never even fathom, just up and leaving their family. But Tanya did that, leaving her 2 young daughters to grow up without her for 10 years. Now, Tanya wants to come back and surprise her family for Thanksgiving, but wait until you hear why she even left them in the first place. That's next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
All right, let's say good morning to Tanya. Hey, Tanya, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Hello.
Hey, good morning.
What's going on?
Well, I've got an odd question, probably something you've never come across before, but you guys seem pretty chill, and I thought maybe you and your listeners could, like, give me some insight, because it's something different.
Okay.
So, I've been homeless by choice for the last 10 years.
Wait, homeless by choice?
Never heard of that.
Yeah.
Like, what, yeah. Living in an apartment, you mean? Are you on the streets?
On the streets, baby. I know. So here's the deal. Okay, so, like, I had, like, the total American dream. Country club life, Mercedes, really rich, wonderful husband, 2 beautiful baby daughters. They are 3 years old and 6 years old. And I just had this, like, I don't know. I was tormented because, you know, you drive through town and you see the panhandlers and you see the homeless people. And I just had such guilt and such turmoil about having everything I had and having the life I had. And I was completely out of touch with how the rest of the world lived, especially, you know, the people on the way bottom of the ladder that nobody wants to talk about, that nobody wants to help out. So I had this epiphany that I needed to live among them. I needed, it's almost like an anthropology, kind of an experiment that I had to go among the homeless to see what it was like, to find out how they lived and maybe find out how I can help them, but also to show the country club set, look, these are people too, right?
Are you saying you did, so you pretended to be homeless for like a night to see what it was like?
Oh, no. I have been on the road. I have been 10 years. I've been living under overpasses. I was out in Portland, Oregon for a couple years. I had this whole tent fort built in the median of the highway because they don't mess with you out there. I had this whole community that I built up and then worked my way back home and, you know, begging on the side of the streets and dumpster diving for dinner and, you know, getting my stank on. Like, you know, you don't bathe for days or maybe sometimes weeks at a time, especially when it's like cold up north, and just really living the whole homeless thing, you know, just to see what it was like, the full experience, you know, and really becoming a member of this community. And it's like the most crazy, amazing community to be part of. And it's scary as heck. And it's just,
so you brought
bizarre.
Your kids with you to do all this for 10
oh,
years?
No. I couldn't bring them with me. I knew their dad would take care of them. Jerry's a great dad and he's a good provider. And I knew they would be okay. And I had to, I left them with their father and I had to cut ties. He knew what I was doing. He thought I was crazy. He tried to talk me out of it, but I let him know what my plan was. And I, you know, I left the girls with their dad and did this great experiment. And now I'm ready to come home. And I thought Thanksgiving, I'm here back in town with a girlfriend that I've kept in touch with through the years and had a nice hot shower. And I'm ready to surprise them on Thanksgiving. And I to what better day to say I'm home and I just realized how thankful I am for you and my family and all that we have and share my experiences with them. And I'd love to bring them something. And I'm so out of touch. I don't know what's cool. Now they're 16 and 13. What would be an appropriate gift for the girl to bring to them for Thanksgiving?
Oh my gosh. I have so many questions.
Yeah, me
I don't
too.
I don't even know where to start. What are you thinking right now, Producer Porkchop?
Well, I used to live in Portland, Oregon, and all the homeless people always smelled like patchouli, so I wanted to know if she used patchouli. But no, I'm just kidding, but really. And I don't know. I'm curious cuz I'm a very hard worker, and I feel like when I work very hard, if I was ever to get really wealthy, I feel like I've earned that, and I feel like it's not necessary to experiment, because I've kind of already almost been homeless, but if you were born into being wealthy and you wanted to experiment with it, then, you know, like, good for you, power to you.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on, though. This is Joe. I have a question for you. Maybe I missed it, because I'm a little confused. So, 10 years...
Yeah.
How much contact have you had with your kids? Because you're saying like 6 years old because they're 16.
They were
now.
6 and 3. Now they're 13 and 16.
Yeah. That's like the whole developmental part of their life. I mean, have you talked to them?
Do they know you're coming tomorrow?
No.
Wow. Bombshell.
Well, then who knows that you're coming?
Nobody. Well, my friend Trish, but I know that Jerry's not with anybody new. She's kept me up to date, you know, so, and I don't know if there's such, and we're not divorced. I don't know if there's such a thing as a common law divorce, but I didn't want to keep in touch with them because I didn't want him rolling in, you know, with his fancy car and just yanking me off the street and pulling me back home. I had to be ready.
Will you be sad if they don't recognize you? Because maybe you lost a lot of weight being homeless for 10 years?
Oh, I look completely different.
They're going to be like, who are you? And like, call 911.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be the look thing, Porkchop. I think I'm just putting myself in my shoe. And if it was my mom or my dad, just whoever raised me, grandparents, it doesn't matter. And you're just out of my life for 10 years. Maybe eventually I could get through that, but I would be so pissed at you. I'd be so angry and mad.
I would understand
hold on.
That.
I wouldn't want to see you.
Oh, man.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I kind of get that, but I think that what I have to bring back to them is such an amazing gift that, sure, yeah, there's going to be ruffled feathers and anger and tears or whatever, and I think we're going to work through that and just, you know, what a gift to give these children of wealth that this insight into what the other half of the country goes through on a daily basis. Like, you know, look, you can go into a room and turn a nozzle and there is clear, clean, drinkable water.
Okay.
And you turn the other nozzle and there's hot water. How many of us think about that on a daily basis?
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Live the Web Girl. What are we getting on our social media at Joe and Alex Show?
Lauren said the best gift would be not abandoning them for 10 years. Hashtag don't go back.
Oh.
That's
harsh.
I understand barely where you're coming from, Tanya. It's like, man, that whole other perspective, but you abandoned your family, it sounds like.
You don't think that there is, they're 13 and 16 now, these two girls. You don't think that if at first there's going to be resentment, Joe, but then they will warm up to her and just be happy that their mom's in their life, regardless of how messed up it is. I think we all agree that it was, no offense, Tanya, but it was messed up for you to leave and for this.
It was selfish.
This entire reason is just absolute bogus, ridiculous. But that's another story. The point is, though, if she comes back tomorrow, you don't think that there's any chance for reconciliation?
Not tomorrow. No, down the road maybe. But I think you're going to ruin Thanksgiving for everybody by showing up tomorrow.
Why do you think that more people should do what you did, Tanya? You don't see anything wrong with up and leaving your family?
Well, you know, it was a sacrifice. I mean, I disagree that it was selfish. I think it was the complete opposite of selfish.
All right.
It was the complete opposite.
How so?
Because I wanted to experience this greater humanity. And yeah, I sacrificed my family for it. But I think, I mean, there's this whole world. I mean, there's a book here. There's a book that you know, the insides of what it's like. I mean, it's a jungle. I mean, it's a cliche, but it is a jungle out there.
Tanya,
how to survive on the streets.
Tanya, hang on. We're going to take some phone calls and get some people's feedback. If you can hang on, can you do that?
Uh-huh.
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539 to call in. And on social media, Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. We will talk to you and Tanya next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
You can also hit us up social media. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Live the Web Girl. What are people saying about Tanya? Went away for 10 years to kind of experience, you know, the less privileged life, to going all over the country, living as a homeless person. And now, tomorrow, she's going to surprise the family for Thanksgiving. They haven't seen her, like the kiddos, since they were 3 and 6. Now they're 13 and 16.
Sam says she should have used her wealth to help provide for the homeless, not become a part of the problem. You did nothing noble. Your gift should be the biggest apology. Samantha says, I think she will ruin Thanksgiving and her 16-year-old will probably take it harder because she will remember when her mom left. But she should totally write a book about her experience. And then Robin says, you are very selfish. What I'm hearing is what you wanted. I wanted to experience this. I wanted to experience that. What about what your children wanted? I am sure they wanted to experience growing up with the mother. Don't ruin their Thanksgiving.
Sounds like a lot of people are on the same wavelength here, Tanya, as far as what your idea was is not terrible as far as what's it like to be a different perspective, because you come from, you know, kind of privilege, but leaving your kids and your husband was not the greatest idea.
Well, it was a sacrifice. You know, I was just so narrowly focused on experiencing this and the full experience of living and sleeping on the streets and, you know, how I can bring that forward. And yeah, sure. Nothing happens without a sacrifice. And what can I say? You know, I'm ready to cross that bridge and make amends.
Jody, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. You're also on with Tanya. What's going on, Jody?
Well, I agree with what everybody's saying on social media. And what about living amongst the volunteer community with your children? You should have shared that with them while they were growing up and missing those crucial developmental times. I have two teenage children, and I would hate you if I were them. Oof. You didn't get to choose. It's not about you. Once you have children, you sign up for that, and they will always, always come first. So I say absolutely don't show up and ruin their Thanksgiving. And by the way, just because you have wealth doesn't mean you have to show everyone. Plenty of people have all that money and don't drive Mercedes and live humbly. You could have taught them through your actions and not left them alone to grow up by themselves.
Or just buy the kids a car. Maybe
well, you think that's going to fix everything now that she's back in her life? Like, oh, here's your Beamer. Love you.
Those words are heavy right there.
I was going to say, Tanya, you're not really saying much.
But Tanya, you just want to know what gift to buy them because you don't know now that you've been out of the loop for so long, 10 years.
Are we seriously going to try to answer that
question?
That's
what she asked. That was her question.
Kate, what present should she get for her 13 and 16-year-old kids? She's been gone for 10 years.
So I am so heated about this. You would know what kind of gift to get them if you were there.
Oh!
Like, there is no, I'm going to go live on the streets for 10 years. Like, there's something more to this. If you want to go experience the homeless life, go for a couple nights. Do it on a weekend. Then write your book. Go do a missionary trip. Go do soup kitchen. Go hand out turkeys on Thanksgiving to the homeless. Provide for them. That's what most people, if you're wealthy, most people will use their money for that. You don't leave your kids for 10 years. I would not want to see you.
All right, Kate, I think you bring up some valid points, but since Alex is so dead set on helping her out, what should she get?
We're not dead set on helping her. This is the question she asked. I think it's funny.
Like, what would you recommend?
A freaking apology.
Okay.
Like, he's a whack job.
Oh, for sure.
So what Kate is saying is get her a Tamagotchi. They'll love it. It's the latest trend.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's probably the last time she freaking left.
Tanya,
shots fired.
A couple people have brought up writing a book. Have you thought about writing a book about your experiences with this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's just so much. There's so much in there. And the camaraderie among the homeless and the heroes inside the community and the creativity of living completely off the grid and not looking for somebody to swoop in. And that's why I didn't want to do it like on a weekend. I mean, that's like so country club, like, oh, I'm pretending to be homeless. No, I was homeless.
All right.
Hey, I didn't know where I was going to live, you know, night to night.
Live the Web Girl, what are we getting on our social at Joe and Alex Show?
People are just saying that you need to go on Dr. Phil or you need to get them a time machine to go back 10 years. I want to say, teach their own. I'm no therapist, but I will say for a 16-year-old and 13-year-old, maybe some like Kylie lip kits or like a Lumi phone case. That's my suggestion.
Oh, my God. All right.
Liv is giving her real suggestions.
You're the only person. Ebony, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's your recommendation for a gift?
A gift to stay out of their lives. She's a selfish bee that should have went with her first sacrifice, and that's to have kids. You made that decision to have children. You no longer are single. You no longer by yourself. So you can't just disappear for 10 years and then come back into someone's life and pretend like nothing happened.
Yeah.
I mean, knew they were going to be okay. I knew they were going to be fine. Their father's really...
They're not okay. No. A child needs a mother. I'm a mother of four. And especially with girls from... Those beginning teenage years, there's so much stuff going through their minds, and they need their mom, not just their dad. There's questions they're not going to want to ask their father. You know, they get their period. They meet boys.
Ebony, we understand.
She's right. All of these different huge milestones. Her daughters, the 16-year-old for sure has already been there. The 13-year-old may have already been there, all without her mother.
They need that. You know, my one daughter's 13 years old now, and so much has happened with her, and they develop, and they need that mother figure there.
Tanya, do you consider that you could show up tomorrow and your husband could be remarried? Because did you guys ever go through an actual divorce?
No, we're not divorced. And my friend Trish has kept me up to date. I mean, I think he's dated and stuff, but he hasn't remarried. I mean, there may be another woman there. I don't know. Yeah,
she's probably been raising your children for you.
Yeah, so
and
if
they
you
see
walk
her
in
as a mother figure.
Right. And if you walk in and there's this other mother figure, then how are you going to respond to that? Are you just going to accept it and move on and not be a part of your family's life? Or are you hell bent on your for sure pursuing a relationship with your children now no matter what? Like, how are you going to go forward?
I'm not naive. I don't think it's going to be like, you know, a Mr. Rogers episode, like, oh, here's mom. She's in the neighborhood. Let's all be happy. I know there's going to be a period of adjustment. And that's just another part of this adventure that I'm going to have to go through. And yeah, I'm going to have to pay for what I did as far as being out of their lives and working my way back in. It's not going to be easy peasy. But from what I've done in the last 10 years, I can handle not easy peasy.
Okay. Well, you know what? Everybody's passionate about this, and that's good. Not that you were gone for 10 years, but
wow.
I think we helped here. So are you going with the lip kit, or what are you bringing?
I don't know. I just, maybe just a big hug
and
an apology.
Well, we would love an update. If you can give us an update, that would be great. And I mean, this is for sure. If you thought that you were walking into some crazy drama this Thanksgiving, your situation isn't as bad. Your situation isn't this bad.
It's all a matter of perspective.
Wow.
All right, Tanya. I think I can kind of smell her through the phone still.
The patchouli. Yeah.
Something.
That is one of the most interesting people that have ever called into this show. I'm in
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm so into you. I can barely breathe. We're going to tell you what we're into here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and you can do the same thing.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
Also on Twitter, it's at Joe and Alex Show. It could be anything. It could be a song. It could be a movie, TV show, fashion. It doesn't really matter. It's something you're into that you kind of want to recommend and share with us. Alex, what are you into this week?
Okay, so I'm into something. I don't really know if it's an audiobook or a podcast. I think it's a podcast on an audiobook platform.
Okay.
If that makes sense to you. It is a, I'm going to say, podcast on Audible. So if you're all caught up on the Joe and Alex Show, which you can subscribe to our show's podcast, which is just the show every day in case you miss something, just type in the Joe and Alex Show on your Apple iTunes and you can subscribe to us so you never miss anything again. If you're all caught up on that as you're traveling this Thanksgiving, then this is something I highly recommend you listen to. It is on Audible, which is a platform you pay for. But what I did was I went around that and I did the 30-day free trial. And then when I'm done listening to this, I'm just going to cancel it. So don't tell them I'm doing that.
I get a new email, try it again and again and again.
But it is the untold story of the Golden State Killer investigation. It's called Evil Has a Name on Audible. And Evil Has a Name is all done by Paul Holes, who is the lead detective on the Golden State Killer case. We have done the Golden State Killer case on Murder Monday before. But obviously, since this guy is the lead detective, there is way more detail into this case if you're interested in it. Of course, it just got solved. They just found out after
recently,
a bajillion years who the Golden State Killer was. So that just makes this entire thing even more interesting. We'll put it up, a little swipe up feature so you can find it easily on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. It's Evil Has a Name on Audible. Joe, what are you into this week?
This week, I am into something which is, I think it's kind of a spinoff of the original. I was trying to do research. I'm like, holy crap. And I watched a few episodes. I love Narcos on Netflix.
My boyfriend loves Narcos, but I couldn't get into it because I don't like reading subtitles whenever I'm watching something.
Because they speak in Spanish and the actors are really good, but I kind of get some brief synopsis of this that you can watch on Netflix. It is kind of the the first series was focused on Pablo Escobar and his whole drug empire. Well, Narcos Mexico lets you witness the birth of the Mexican drug war, which happened in the 80s. And this, I guess, series kind of, it's 10 episodes, the first season kind of chronicles a true story. You know, obviously they do some interpretation of the Guadalajara cartel's accent ascent to power. So this is so cool. It's kind of gory, kind of violent, but I'm really into this. I don't do drugs, but ooh, do I like to watch shows about drugs.
That's interesting. Call 833-JOE-ALEX to tell us what you're into. Maddie tweeted us at Joan Alex Show and said she's into Billie Eilish's song, When the Party's Over. I'm obsessed with Billie Eilish right now, too. Live the Web Girl, you are too?
A huge Billie Eilish fan. I have been ever since like this summer. I mean, she's phenomenal. Actually, probably for like 2 years now.
I was going to say, who is this? Because I'm thinking of Billy Idol, but okay, no. I need to catch up then. What kind of music is it?
Weird pop.
My favorite song of all time is her song. It's Ocean Eyes. And it's like the Astronomy remix. I mean,
it's
amazing.
Good. Yeah, that's a good one. So what are you into this week, Live the Web Girl?
I'm really into the Moroccan Oil Clarify Shampoo. I just got it. And obviously Moroccan Oil is like a really good brand if you're trying to look for like good hair products. But the Clarify shampoo specifically is really good for people that have really dry scalps and have bad dandruff. And I have had bad dandruff entire life. It's so unfortunate. Anyone who has bad dandruff out there, I feel bad for you. I'm here for you. And do not, Head and Shoulders didn't work for me, but this Moroccan Oil Clarify shampoo does. So go to our Instagram at Joan Alex Show. And if you have like bad dandruff, just swipe up and you can buy a bottle. It seriously has helped my dandruff so much.
But you're not supposed to use clarifying shampoo every day. It's just like once a week, right?
Yeah. So I use it. I mean, I asked my hairdresser and she said this one's pretty much good to use like every wash. But she also knows that I don't wash my hair every single day.
Oh, yeah. Then it'll work good for you.
Yeah. I only wash my hair every 3 to 4 days just because my scalp is so dry.
You should do what I do because my beard dries out. I use beard oil, but I don't have any hair to have dandruff. But what I do is, you see that shirt I bought? It looks like it's got a bunch of like little white dots on it. It's like designer.
Yeah.
It was like $50. It was a lot of money, but you can't tell if the person's got dandruff or if it's just a fashion statement.
You're right. Good point.
Producer Porkchop, what are you into this week?
Well, since it's a little colder, I am into Starbucks peppermint mocha.
You are so basic.
Yeah, you're the most basic pork chop I've ever met.
But when it tastes so much better when it's a little chillier out. So that's what I've been into this week.
All right. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Candace.
What are you into?
So lately, I've been into medical things, like watching Netflix or Hulu, Good Doctor, 911, Grey's Anatomy. I absolutely love it. And it's teaching me a lot because I'm going into EMT stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah. I'm really into that.
The Good Doctor's like, isn't it where it's a young kid, and I'm going to mess this up, so correct me, but isn't it like where it's a young kid, and I think he has autism or something like
that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
I've seen it.
It's amazing.
Yeah, like he, like in the opening episode, like something falls its glass in an airport. He takes like a Jack Daniels bottle and somehow saves the person.
Yeah.
That'll be me dying this weekend, but I'm going to have Jack Daniels just in my system. So it's quite similar.
We got a tweet from Fess on Twitter, at Joan Alex Show. She says, I'm into this three-day week in Turkey. Woohoo!
Gobble.
Happy Thanksgiving. That's right. She's got the right idea.
All right. You can let us know what you're into. Take it to our Twitter, as Alex just mentioned. And give us a follow, too. It's at Joe and Alex Show.
Coming up next in the garbage, this actress had to apologize for offending people on Instagram yesterday. An update on Diddy's ex Kim Porter's death, and Chris Pratt could be getting engaged soon.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Sarah Michelle Gellar apologized for offending Instagram users yesterday with a Thinspiration for Thanksgiving. Do you know what that is, Joe?
Is it just like, well, hey, look, and I'm super thin.
Yeah.
Like, I hope I inspire you.
Pretty much. The actress posted photos of herself from Maxim's December 2007 issue on Instagram, writing, I'm just going to pin these up all over my house as a reminder not to overeat on Thursday, adding the hashtag Thanksgiving prep.
Do you think that's offensive? No, I think I'm going to have to do something, though, just to inspire people. I'm going to do a Thixpiration. And that's going to be like me super thick eating some turkey.
Yeah, so eat all you want kind of inspiration.
Looking good with that gravy on your chin.
Tons of followers slammed her for doing that. They said, I usually love your posts, but I'm seriously against Thinspiration. It's a core of most eating disorders. She later apologized, writing, I'm terribly sorry that people were offended by my attempt at humor. Anyone that knows me knows that I would never intentionally shame anyone on any basis. I'm a champion of all people.
Yeah, like Thinspo and Thinspiration, if you type it in on Google, like it is literally like a society of people just like about eating disorders.
So do you think it's offensive, like if a celebrity, well, female puts a picture up of her in a bikini or lingerie and says like, this is my inspiration not to eat too much this Thanksgiving?
No, I don't think that is, but I think like putting like hashtag Thinspo, Thinspiration, I don't think she meant to do it, but I think that's why people got triggered. Am I mad about it? No.
She didn't say anything about Thinspiration that the people commenting did. They said this is like a Thinspiration.
Wouldn't you be more insulted if like I put a photo up there like mocking it and I'm like, Thinspiration?
I think you should do that.
That would be funny.
Oh, okay.
I think you should take a picture.
Let's do this.
I mean, I don't think it promotes like obviously like healthy like body image, but like I don't care.
Kim Porter's death remains a mystery after coroners listed her cause of death as deferred following an autopsy. Sean Diddy Combs' ex-fiance and the mother of his three children was found dead in her home in L.A. on November 15th. The L.A. coroner's office performed an autopsy and the cause was listed as deferred and the manner of death was pending investigation. The death certificate also states she will be buried in her hometown of Columbus, Georgia. Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger could be engaged soon. I didn't even know they were dating. Sources say the Guardians of the Galaxy star is turning down work just so he can spend time with her and that he's planning to pop the question in the near future. Pratt started seeing Schwarzenegger in July, almost a year after his split from estranged wife Anna Faris. Too soon. I still wanted him and Anna to get back together.
I do too.
I love them. And this is really funny. Shaquille O'Neal is giving toys to needy kids as Shaka Claws. Shaq explains how his toy drive started in 1992.
My mother went to the Boys and Girls Club and she informed me that 1,000 kids were not getting toys on Christmas and she wanted to borrow some money, something she never does. So I saw that there was a little tension in her voice and I said, Mommy, what's wrong? And she said, I need some money to buy some kids some toys. I said, Mommy, I'll take care of it all.
That is probably the greatest thing I've ever heard, Shaka Claws. I love that. Awesome. Thank you so much, Alex. Coming up on the Joe and Alex Show, we've been doing a lot of smelling stuff lately, but this is interesting. You know that new car smell?
Of course.
Well, apparently it's going away.
What?
I'll explain. Give me like 6 minutes.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
So this is interesting. One of my favorite smells in the world is the new car smell, but that might be going away. I'll explain why. Ford, you know, makes the Taurus, sweetest ride of all time.
Am I losing everybody on the Taurus?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, that's my favorite car of all time. But no, they're going to get rid of the new car smell, at least they want to. And the reason why is they have a patent for an odor removal process that eliminates that new car smell after a vehicle has been bought. This is, I guess, an attempt by them and other people in the automobile industry to accommodate customers in one of their biggest markets, China. They're saying people in other parts of the world, like China, say they hate, they absolutely despise the new car smell. I think that is one of the best smells in the freaking world.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
So I thought the new car smell was a smell just because the car is new. Are you telling me they actually like spray it with something called new car smell?
No, I think maybe it is just because it's new. That's how it smells. But they want to come up with technology to get rid of that smell. But that's a good smell. Am I wrong?
It's pretty good. I know certain like makes and models of cars have different unique smells to their model. Like Volkswagen Jettas smell like crayons.
Really?
Have you ever ridden in one? Because that was my first car. I had a 2005 silver Volkswagen Jetta when I was in high school. And any of my friends, too, same car, same smell. And it's like a known thing that VW Jettas smell like crayons. And my parents have driven Jettas for years. My parents both drive Jettas now, and their cars smell like that, too.
I just got a great idea for a radio bit.
Well, we're on the radio.
Great. We should contact a car dealership, but we can't tell Alex who it is, and then like go there and have Alex smell the car and see if she could tell us what car it is.
Oh, I'm really good at that kind of stuff. One time we blindfolded me, and I said, I'm telling you, even blindfolded with labels off and everything, I can tell you what like water bottles or different brands.
Challenge accepted.
And
let's do this.
And I got every single one right. It was like four of them, and I got every single one right. I knew, and I didn't even know, I didn't even have a choice. It wasn't like multiple choice, like just out of thin air, I was able to say what the brand of water was because I can tell the difference.
I feel like you got lucky on that one.
Yeah,
no,
you're psycho.
I'm really bougie and I have that bougie sense of smell and taste. I just have bougie senses. What can I say? What we really need to know is from anyone that is, what'd you say, just Asian people in general don't like new car smell or Chinese people?
They're saying that they're doing this because of their huge consumer base in China.
Okay, so if you're Chinese,
they hate the new car smell.
Yeah, so if you're Chinese, your parents are Chinese, do you hate the new car smell? 833-JOE-ALEX. We have to get our resident, you know, Chinese listener to answer.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool. I mean, your one call could represent everybody that's Chinese listening to the Joe and Alex show.
Right? Exactly.
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. And I know we've done this before, but it kind of gets me excited. It doesn't make me hungry, but also, like, besides that, what is, like, your favorite smell or smells?
Oh, like a random smell that's random, but you like it? Like maybe how I like gasoline?
Yes, yuck. That's a great example. Save that, though.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that'll spark a fire under people. We'll talk to you next on the Joe and Alex Show.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
Oh, wait. What was that, Alex? Hold on. I can turn your mic on right there.
There's a smelly smell, a smelly smell that smells smelly.
Yeah, well, that is true. That is what we're talking about here on the Joe and Alex Show. They're saying in China, Ford is trying to make a patent because their consumer base there, one of their biggest ones in the world, does not like the new car smell. I think that's one of the best smells in a car because there's been plenty of other ones in my vehicle, and I don't want to talk about it, okay?
Why do cars smell like that? Are they spraying it down with something?
No, that's just they're saying when all the new pieces are there.
The leather.
That is what it smells like. Well, I don't even think it's leather necessarily. Well, maybe it is.
The cloth and the plastic.
Yeah, I was going to say, my car is basic. I didn't upgrade to the leather plan like you fancy people.
Do you want to know a secret?
Yes. Of course.
Do you remember shopping at like Abercrombie and Fitch and Hollister when you were in middle school and high school?
Oh, I hated it because nothing fit me, yeah.
Okay, so do you remember when you would go in there and how all the clothes like that were folded all had a certain smell?
Oh, yeah.
So when I was in high school for a short stint, I worked in Hollister and they give you this spray bottle that literally says like clothes only, like secret smell, and that is part of your job. Like three times an hour you walk around and you take this spray bottle and you spray all of the folded clothes and the clothes that are hanging, and it is not the same as the like cologne and the fragrance they actually sell there at the front. It is just a special concoction that smells so good, and it's a certain smell so that your brain identifies this smell with like Hollister or Abercrombie clothing and then wants to buy
that
it.
Is wild.
I know. I did all kinds of of weird things like that.
I can smell it right now.
Oh my God, that blows my mind. We're also looking for somebody that is Chinese, if you could represent the Chinese people.
Or if you're just Asian. I mean, we'll take what we can get.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We just need an Asian listener.
If you had Chinese food last night, it doesn't really matter. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. We want to see if you actually agree with what they're saying. Ford's doing this patent that they want to actually get rid of the new car smell. They're saying that their Chinese market does not like that. JD, are you Chinese, my man?
No, sir.
Okay, it's cool. No problem with that. Still looking for one person to represent that, everybody. But what is your smell you got this morning? Is it a smell you like or you don't like?
Oh, I love it. It's Cajun food.
So, like,
yeah.
What Cajun, like, our boss is a crazy Cajun lady. Like, what would that smell be like?
It's got, like, a spice to it. You get the, you know, like, the chicken and the sausage all mixed together, all the spices and everything. Just makes me hungry.
It's Creole, the same
yes.
thing?
Got yes, Cajun it. Creole, yep.
See, I love Cajun food. I don't love that spicy smell. I'm not into, it's weird because I don't like spicy stuff, but I do like Cajun food a lot.
Like bourbon, right?
Oh, I do not like
what?
The
bourbon.
Smell.
Bourbon is not Cajun.
Do you have bourbon seasoning? I used to work at Applebee's. Bourbon Street Chicken and Shrimp.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like
you
Kentucky
just got
bourbon. I thought you were talking about Kentucky bourbon.
Oh,
and
no,
I was like,
I'm not
you
talking
about
alcohol.
Kentucky bourbon.
We know Liv's trying to celebrate early. Hey, you guys got some liquor? Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this? Good morning. Who's this?
Scott,
what's your smell that you like or don't like?
Well, it's a campfire, but I also like the mixture of the pine smell in the forest.
Oh, yeah, like the fresh pine needles.
Yeah.
I like that, too. I bet you Scott used to be a firefighter.
No.
Oh.
No.
Well, I was.
No, just like the camp a lot.
All right, cool, man. That's cool, man. Thanks for pitching a tent with us this morning. We really appreciate
that. You didn't ask him if he was Chinese. Maybe he was our person.
Oh, crap. Are you there? Hello? Man.
He's gone. He gone.
Do we not? And I'm being serious here. This bothers me because I like to take pride, and I'm sure you do too, Alex, that we have a diverse audience.
Yeah. Does no one that's Asian like our show?
Like, what did we do to offend them or you?
probably this whole topic.
No, it's not.
It's not offensive.
This is a real thing. Hold on. Wait, the phone's ringing. Good morning. Hi. Are you Chinese?
No.
Dang it.
What smell do you like?
Sharpie marker.
Oh, I could smell those for
how
hours.
Many of those have you put up your nose hole?
I don't want to discuss that.
Does every Sharpie smell the same, or is there different smells for different colors?
Well, they have like flavored markers, but they're not the same as like the original Sharpie marker.
What do you mean flavor? Like you've licked them and tasted them?
No, like you smell them, like they're like grape and all kinds of different scents. That's what I'm getting at.
Doesn't that kill brain cells?
I mean, I think I'm still good.
I mean, I'm going to be killing brain cells one way or another, so like why not Sharpies, you know?
She doesn't have many
Absolutely.
Left.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Sharpie Sarah. We appreciate your call. Guy, once again, I am okay. I hate to be a negative Nancy over here. I'm disappointed that we have nobody that is Chinese. We would have done Japanese. We would have done Asian. We would have done anything to call in and contribute to this conversation. Now we're never going to know.
Vietnamese, Korean. I mean,
Thai,
Filipino,
Colombian. Wait,
yeah.
Is that Spanish?
No,
yeah,
Colombia is in South America. Duh.
I'd swear I thought that was an Asian country.
Oh, what is
no, I will oh say it's God. Really confusing because Asia is huge and like it's a lot of unexpected
Oh, you know
countries.
What I'm thinking of is Cambodia, not Colombia.
Oh.
That's what I'm thinking
I don't
of.
Know
in
where
Africa.
Cambodia is.
Cambodia is Asian.
Africa.
No, I think Africa and Asia might be like similar, like the same.
I had a Cambodian girl in my, yes, it's a Southeast Asian nation. That's what it says on Wikipedia. We
no,
all know that's accurate. I had a Cambodian girl in my fourth grade class.
There's a lot of overlaying countries, I feel like, that are like partly in Africa and partly in Asia.
This is
They're
my last,
really close.
This is my last chance. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Are you Chinese? Hello. Please be Chinese.
There it goes.
They're not even there. This is terrible.
Yeah, they're a ghost.
I'm just saddened today. I am heartbroken, but it's okay. Maybe they're all busy. They're all doing something, and nobody can call in.
I'm sad.
That's totally fine. Oh. Yes. We don't? Do we or don't we?
Hello?
No.
Oh, my God. All right. Excuse me while I go cry in my pit of depression of not having anybody. He's telling me to hang on. Do I hang on or not?
Hey, we got one.
Oh, what do we do? Hold on a second. Good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who's this?
Morning.
Hey, who is
this? This is Jenny.
Jenny, why are you, first of all, we love you. Thank you. Do people not like our show?
I don't know. I just started listening to Segoba. I'm from Houston. So
awesome.
Hey! Let me give you a little high porn.
Now, what ethnicity are you?
I am Chinese.
Okay, you are actually Chinese. So is it true, because Ford is pulling out the new car smell in China because they say that their Chinese consumers hate it. Do you hate the smell of new cars?
I mean, I don't know about every Chinese person, but I kind of grew up in America, and I love the smell of new cars.
So maybe it's only if you grew up in China you don't like it.
I feel like it could be a status thing. I don't know. Chinese people are weird.
But wouldn't you want though, like, if it's status, to me a brand new car is the highest status you could have, right?
You know, when I lived in China for a little, and when I was in China, most people didn't own cars. I think it's only like past decade where everyone started getting cars.
Okay.
So it's kind of, I'm just imagining that it's like, oh, you just got a car. Is this new money that you just came into?
Okay, that makes sense then.
Jenny, you realize that you are our grassroots person to go into our our communities there that are predominantly Asian and get us some more Asian listeners for this show.
Oh, you know, I can do that.
You are our feet and hands in Texas to get us more Chinese listeners and Asian listeners.
Jenny, hang on, because I want to get your number. We have to have you on speed dial, too, because obviously, I think you're the only person that's Chinese that's called into our show.
I'll do that.
I'm not proud of that, because we have more diversity in this. I know we do.
Oh, yeah.
But anytime we have like a hard-hitting topic like the new car smell, we have to talk to you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Jenny.
Yeah, Jenny.
All right, there we go, Jenny. We love it. Guys!
We did it.
I hate to brag.
We converted one Asian this morning to be a listener of our show.
I hate to brag, but we have got the most diverse show now in the world.
The most diverse.
The Joe and Alex show. We talk to everybody. All right. We'll be right back. It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now, and this might seem a little bit strange, but I'm telling you what. If you have a pet, you probably have had something similar happen to you. My wife Lindsay and I are heading to Michigan for Thanksgiving to see our family, and we're actually bringing the turkey up.
Oh, so, you're responsible for bringing the turkey, you mean?
Yep, which is kind of like last minute, but that's what we're doing. So my wife bought it the other day, and she actually put it on the counter. And my dog, we have two of them, Benny and Paddington. You can actually follow them on Instagram, at Benny and Paddington. And he looks at me. Like, he looks up at the turkey, obviously not alive, it's dead. And then he looks at me, kind of like a double take, and I swear to God, in his like his little kind of bark moany thing, it's weird. If you have dogs, you know what I'm talking about, how they communicate sometimes. He said something like, help him, or I couldn't make it out completely. Help him. I'm like, well, first of all, I'm like, why the hell am I talking to my dog? Because I'm like, well, Benny, he's dead. But second, like, okay, I've had other things, though, where I swear I could hear my dog say a real word to me. And just in general, I feel like my dog can kind of talk to me. Not every dog. Like, I can't say I could go up if you had a dog, Alex, and that it would talk to me. But it's weird. Like, my dogs, Benny and Paddington, like, they talk to me, if that makes sense.
So that's a little weird. But I do think, like, my cat, I feel like he's like, my baby. And to me, it sounds like he's saying, I love you. So I believe that, but you're kind of crazy for thinking he was like, help him.
Well,
he's probably saying, let me eat it.
Well, I mean, maybe, but I swear he's like, help him. You know what I mean? It's kind of, I don't know. It was a unique thing, but I don't think I'm alone, and it sounds like you're not alone. So anybody else kind of have their pets talk to them, or they understand them? Maybe they talk to their pet? 833-JOE-ALEX is the number to call in. Maybe your dog or cat right now is telling you to call us at 833-563-2539.
I just want to know, are you guys both stoned right now?
No, and I had a parakeet too, okay. And the parakeet would go, tweet, tweet, and it sounded like, come here. Tweet, tweet.
Stop it. You guys are so full of crap.
No, but then it'd get all excited when I came.
So the question's not, Are you stoned right now? Were you stoned when it happened? That's okay. What we need to be
asking.
It's
funny the two people that don't actually have pets right now are trying to mock people that actually can communicate with their animals.
Your dog didn't look at the turkey and say, help him.
I don't know if he said help him, but he said something about that.
He said something about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you don't
got
think.
Got it.
Oh my God, let's go all the way back to Lassie. Animals can sense when there's danger. They can sense, Timmy fell down the well. They know those. Flipper, for example, was
I
a freaking.
I get that.
He was a dolphin. Flipper saved people, Liv. You
I
don't get it.
I believe it. No, I believe that they can sense danger and that they can save people. But him literally being like, save him. Like, that is just not a thing.
That never happened. 833-JOE-ALEX. Other pet owners are going to bring you guys down to earth and say, yeah, you guys are messed up. Like, animals don't speak English.
Don't say that about Alex. She doesn't know, okay?
No, they don't.
Are you speaking to the dolphin now?
Yes, I was speaking to the dolphin.
I dare you to tell that to Eliza Thornberry.
Dude, she was bae. She was queen.
I can do Donnie.
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Can anybody else confirm what me and Pork Chop are talking about? Like, you talk to your animals, like they can actually talk to you. Let's talk to Bailey. You're on the Joe and Alex show, Bailey.
Hi.
So what do you have with your pet? You have a dog, a cat?
I have two dogs and two cats. I normally wouldn't agree with Joe because that's just not the logical thing to do most of the time. But I gotta say, my dogs talk to me all the time. If I like dog talk to them a little bit, you know, try to go meet them halfway, I guess, and I say like, "I love you," and they totally like repeat it back to me.
What?
And later on, like when I'm playing with them and stuff, they try and like make the same sounds and. And, like, if they want to play tug of war, you can tell that he's totally, like, pissed off and he, like,
give me the damn rope, Bailey!
It's funny because it doesn't sound like you would normally ever go with the logical thing with what you're saying right now.
Well, I feel like talking to your dog is like the best thing you can do. Your dog's never going to go behind your back.
Right. No, here's the thing. Don't get me wrong. Dogs are people's best friends. Dogs can understand what you're saying majority of the time. And I talk to my boyfriend's dog all the time. They can't talk to you back.
Joe, this all started because Joe said that his wife was unloading Thanksgiving groceries, set a turkey on the counter. The dog looked up at the turkey, looked at Joe, and said, help him.
Well, he didn't say, like, a person saying help him, but he's like, roo, roo, roo.
But it sounded like help him.
Yeah, it was like, help him out, or something like that. So,
I mean.
Listen, my dog Benny and Paddington, even though Alex and Liv the Web Girl try to down-talk them all the time and say just slanderous things about them having rabies, whether they do or not does not matter. But I'm telling you, they can communicate, and I can understand them. Dorothy, I'm glad you're calling into the Joe and Alex show. You got two dogs, huh?
Oh, yes.
All right, what do you do with your dogs?
Well, when they hear people outside that's not supposed to be there, they come to me and howl outside.
Right, but they're not speaking to you. They're not saying, Dorothy, there's someone outside.
No.
Dorothy, there's someone outside.
No, it's just that they'll go to the door. They'll knock on the door and they'll come back and howl outside.
Yeah. That's normal dog behavior. The same. That's
it. We got a message on Instagram. We got a message on Instagram from a listener who says that when she leaves for work, her dog literally says, don't go, and then says, Batman. So she'll put on the Batman movie for them to watch. Come on. What are you smoking?
I guarantee they don't even watch a second of that Batman because they're not even saying Batman.
Right.
Dogs watch TV all the time.
No, I get that. I think they do too, but I'm saying that that dog is not requesting to watch Batman.
How do you
They're
know?
Making a weird cry noise that she thinks sounds like Batman.
Okay, let's get some more experts. Angel, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You got a husky. Does that husky communicate with you?
Yeah, actually, all the time. Like when I before I go to work in the morning, he like literally says that he doesn't want me to go. He's like, "Don't go." And before he eats, every time he has the same sound. He's always asking. He always either barks or he howls in the same manner every single time. It's different from all the other times. He howls when he wants to go eat, and he talks. He just I don't know. He used to be a dog that was owned by another owner that taught him how to talk. So okay. I'm guessing he's just very communicative.
Angel,
and
yeah. What's that howl sound like when he wants food or when he's hungry?
He's like, "Foo."
See, and I 100% believe you. Alex and Liv are mocking you like you got a screw loose. And I'm like, no, Angel has a dog that can communicate.
Chipotle.
They're just super smart dogs. Dogs, cats, every dog and cat have, they're just special in a way that they're just not animals. They also got a soul that they want to connect to us.
And they all go to heaven. And if Liv had a dog, it'd be like, "Stop farting!"
Exactly.
Please, stop farting!
Okay, one, I don't have a... they wouldn't say that. But I do believe that dogs have souls, and I do believe that dogs are the greatest creatures that God has given us on this planet. I just don't think they can say, "Joe, save that turkey."
So, Joe, if you want an animal that can communicate with you, let's get him a parrot. Probably want a cracker?
Yes. So, fun fact about Joe. Joe doesn't want birds because when he was growing up, his mom had tens and tens of birds that lived in his house and flew around.
And fun fact, Alex tries to bring it up every chance she gets.
I'm glad you think that's a fun fact. It's not that damn fun to me.
Joe, want a cracker?
Joe and Alex show on Radio Now, 100.9. So looking forward to hitting the road. Going to be driving up to Michigan today to see my wife's family. Oh, my father-in-law makes me feel like an insecure man because he can make amazing food. Oh, I can't wait.
How long of a drive is that for you?
From here to Grand Rapids, Michigan, it's like 4 hours, but the way my wife drives, about 3.5.
Ooh, I've got a 5-hour drive.
Oh, my gosh. What about you, Alex? You staying around? You flying to Mexico? What are you doing?
Doing a little bit of both. I'll be traveling. I'll be staying here. It's going to be all kinds of a mix mash of stuff. What about you, Liv the Web Girl?
I'm heading home to good old Cincinnati, Ohio.
C-Town, what up?
Yep.
No, it's Sin City. C-I-N.
Yeah.
No, Sin City is Vegas. No.
Hey, it's Liv City. That's
Cincinnati.
What it is.
Liv City
when
trick.
I go back there, everyone knows who I am. But I actually am. That's like a big debate of mine tonight. It's like, do I want to go out tonight or not? Because it's one of the biggest going out nights of the year.
Well, if you want to go out here in Indy, go join Elliot King for WTF Wednesdays, the Thanksgiving edition. It's at Tiki Bob's. Free cover. We're hooking you up all night, too, with Santa Slam tickets. And they have tons of drink specials. And I'll be out Friday night. Excited about this. It's going to be Club Now at Taps and Dolls. First time we're going to be out there. Ladies in free before midnight. It's going to be just an awesome time. You get more details at RadioNowIndy.com. Pork Chop, what are you doing? Ubering and lifting everywhere?
No.
What are you doing?
Hell no. I am got the 5-hour drive north today and then doing Thanksgiving with the boyfriend's family. So that should be fun because I like to eat.
Now, is everyone in his family accepting of your all's relationship?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Because that takes some stress off.
Yeah, they are fantastic. I love it. They are literally like my second or even first family, you know?
Well, that's good.
That's
and if
disappointing.
You...
I want to hear like
drama.
Arguments. Yeah, you guys should talk politics and all that stuff. It'd be great.
Thanksgiving dinner, honestly, everyone says like, don't talk politics at dinner. It's such a boring dinner if you don't. So I highly recommend it.
I just can't wait to see my cats. Should I put that on Instagram? Like
yes.
The meeting between me and my cat.
The reuniting. Yeah. But if you are like us and you're traveling far for Thanksgiving, make sure that you subscribe to the Joe and Alex Show podcast and the Apple Podcast app. You can catch up on all the Joe and Alex Show shows that you may have missed. Binge listen to a bunch of Murder Mondays, whatever it is that you love about our show. It's all right there in the Apple Podcast app. Just search the Joe and Alex Show. We love you. Have a safe and happy holiday.
All right, Alex, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and the turkey that we pardoned. Let's all say goodbye.
Bye.